ABC Radio Australia.
When someone or when you look at the ocean, you might see waves, white caps, the water moving around like a washing machine. Looks pretty random and natural, but when some people look at the ocean, they see something different. It's a bit like a book for them.
For people who live on boats and fish for a living, looking at the ocean is totally different. They can read the conditions, they know without actually knowing, and that could be called traditional knowledge.
For years, a local Fijian fisherman has been reading the ocean patterns, but it's not always the same story. Climate change is making it tricky for him. So we wanted to find out how he has adapted. How does he keep up with the changing weather? Well, at the moment, it's a bit calm, and we always believe that that statement or the saying that goes, a calm before a storm. And so we trust our instinct, and that what he just stated a while ago. And his instinct is to take this boat at this particular safe spot before it's too late. So now we're actually moving.
My name is Abinay Naulango, and I am from Naomangi village upriver, and I've been in this industry for about 12 years now, and it's been my source of income for the past 12 years, and this is all I do, just fish. Mostly, my main source of information about the weather at the moment is on the website, mobile phones. WindGuru is an app I used, and windy.com. They're very reliable. I use both of them because sometimes they give different information, so I use the other app to check about the weather.
Can you just talk about the level of preparedness? How well do you prepare yourself and other fisher folks in terms of when there is an impending tropical cyclone, for example, or even tropical disturbance?
Preparation is a must. We prepare ourselves very well. First of all, we check the weather updates 2-3 days before. They normally give you a week, but we check every day just to get an update every day about the swells, the wind directions, and what to expect when we're out there at sea. The boat, before we leave, I check everything. We always have fuel, make sure we have enough fuel to get back home, and anchors are all secured, ropes, life jackets, flares, and all the necessary stuffs to make a good trip.
Pacific Prepared.